And for a little bit there, AI was kind of a not, you wouldn't want to try to get tenure at a university by saying you were an AI researcher there for a little bit. It wasn't a very popular topic for some time. Now zoom ahead to the kind of 80s and 90s, and there was another wave of progress that was made, but it had a different feel to it, and that's when people often use the word machine learning. And so this is a paper actually from 2001 by Leo Bryman, talking, which I'll come back to in a little bit, but I want to make some quotes from this paper. He's actually looking back, it's a retrospective, talking about what was going on in the mid-80s. So he said there were two new powerful algorithms that had been developed for you know, fitting data, is the phrase he used. One of them are called neural networks. I don't know if you've heard of neural networks, so we don't need to know much about it. It's just a class of algorithms that were inspired originally by the brain. And then decision trees, which again is some other algorithm. We're not going to go into those details. But the researchers that were using this started, they came from a collection of different areas. So he talks about people from computer scientists, some physicists and engineers, plus some statisticians. And they started working on a very different kind of problem than what statisticians had previously been able to deal with. And so, for instance, he calls them complex prediction problems. And the examples he gives are speech recognition, image recognition, handwriting recognition, and prediction in financial markets, right? So if you were, speech recognition would be like, listen to my voice and try to turn it into like the words that I'm saying, and figure out how a computer could do that. That was a very, very, very hard problem, and people first started to make some progress in the kind of mid-80s. And then he goes on to talk about that with this group of people, the way they were seeing the world was the only thing that really mattered was the predictive accuracy. Like how good is the black box at, say, listening to this text and transcribing it into words or something like that. And talks about these new emerging communities. So machine learning is that term that you see there at the bottom is a journal associated to it. And then there was also a really big conference called Neural Information Processing System, or at the time it was called NIPS, now it's called NeurIPS. And so he's just identifying those communities, and I'll come back to them a little later. Now, so this is a video from 1989 of my colleague from NYU, Yan LeCun, who's very well known for the foundational research that he did in AI and machine learning. And so he was at Bell Labs at one point, and so he just took, put underneath a camera some handwritten digits, and the computer is like looking at the images and it's identifying those digits. And today this is very easy to take for granted, but in 1989 this was a big deal. And the idea was then you could start to roll these things out to either read the numbers on a check when you deposit into a machine or to read the zip code on a post that you're sending. So instead of having humans reading that, you start being able to automate that with machines that could do it. And that was a really big deal.